Hello, boys and girls. I hope you brushed your teeth, you washed your face, and you're ready for your story. Well, tonight's story is going to be another story with Andrex and Little Ted, and is going to be called Let's Go on Holiday in a Balloon. So, I kind of gave away what's going to happen right now. So, parents, if you would like to, you can pause this now and then ask your child what you think is going to happen into the story. Well, I'll get on with the story now. I think I've done enough talking. So, let's start. Little Ted and Andrex had been recently browsing on eBay. Yes, I know, eBay. And they had found something which they thought said Hobbear Baboon, as in Hobbear Baboon. They decided to test that out. So that very day it arrived, and in the box, which was very big, there was a basket, a light, a burner, and some string, and a massive piece of fabric, as well as a needle, and some string. Some more string. So, Andrex said, "What are we going to do about this?" And then Little Ted said, "I think it's a hot air balloon." And then Andrex said, "Well, why does it say Hobbear Baboon? I think they said it wrong," Little Ted replied. "Oh well, let's stop arguing over it and let's just build this Hobbear Baboon, hot air balloon thingy." So, they looked for some instructions, but they didn't manage to find any. So they went down to the Museum of Aerodynamics, which is the science of aeroplanes and flying, and they decided to ask Mr. Bird, or at least, Mr. Duck. Yes, I know it's a really stupid name, but still. They went down to the Aerodynamics Museum and they asked him if he knew where it was. And yes, he confirmed that it was a hot air balloon and you were meant to tie this fabric to the basket using the string. And then you sew the fabric together like a light bulb using the string. And then you tie that to the burner. And then it will, and then you put stuff in the burner which will burn. And then the hot air will go into the balloon and lift you up. That's why it's called a hot air balloon. So, they went back to their house. They went into Andrex's backyard. And they started building it. Sooner than later, they had finished. And it looked quite nice. Apart from the fact that it had Hobbear Balloon dotted all over it. Like, there was a Hobbear Balloon on the basket, Hobbear Balloon on the string, and even Hobbear Balloon on the balloon and the burner. He was mad. "Oh well," Andrex said, "we'll just have to make do with it." So, they went into the house to try and find something that Andrex could use. They found lots of straw and they decided to use that As in straw, I don't mean the straws that you suck out of. I mean the straws, as in the straws that you use to feed cows. You know, straw. So yeah, let's get on with the story. So, Andrex and Little Ted put some straw into their burner, ignited the burner, and whoosh, off they went. Now, they had overlooked one very important detail. They were meant to tie themselves to the ground. Well, tie the basket to the ground using rope and a stick which was pushed into the ground. Mr. Duck had given them that, but they had completely forgot about it because of the fact that there was hot air balloon all over it, and now they were drifting up and up and up. And then Andrex said, "At least I bought some sandwiches." And then Little Ted was like, "Yummy! What kind of sandwiches?" And Andrex said, "Chicken." And Little Ted said, "Okay, we might as well have them while we can." So they sat down in the basket and ate their sandwiches. But they forgot to put more straw in, and the burner ran out. Whoosh! The balloon was dropping, and fast. It was rocking from side to side, like it was something mad. Andrex, however, he remembered seeing parachutists when he was little. And, thinking quickly, he bravely climbed the string that held the balloon to the basket, and he took a pair of scissors and climbed up. He cut a big hole in the top, and Little Ted shouted, "What are you doing? That will just make us fall faster." And then Andrex says, "I know, but at least we won't have to be queasy, because this hole will prevent it from rocking side to side." And so, it rocked and rocked and rocked and rocked. And it rocked and rocked until it came to a stop. Why? Because it was stuck in the tree. Andrex looked at the balloon. It was studded. There were holes everywhere. "Oh, well," said Andrex. "Well, that's the end of our flying adventures." "Actually, no," said Little Ted. "Why do we build an aeroplane?" "Maybe you're right. But not today. I'm tired. Let's go to sleep." And he dozed off right in the basket. So did Little Ted. So, boys and girls, that was the story. I hope you liked it. Thank you for listening. Please continue the support for the story, as always, because it is very helpful and it keeps me going. Thank you for all the support you have given. And this is my name, Chen Liang, and I bid you farewell. Dream of hot bear baboons.